And today, I'm here once more to encourage you. And I believe that before I finish, you will be on your feet. And I will drop the key in your hand. Some of these passages I'm going to read. Tomorrow I will still read them. On Sunday I'm still going to read them. The Bible is like an ocean. You don't need to go to another river to get stockfish. If you are there in Iceland or in Norway or in those other places where you can have stockfish. So where do we have our stock? In the Bible, in the Word of God. So today, I'm going to give you the key to the kingdom. And if you hold this key, if you apply this key, skies will be your beginning. Victory will always go ahead of you. Prosperity will be your portion. Power will be your demonstration. And you will always be at the mountain top. Do you believe that? Are you going to cooperate with me? So I salute all the leaders. Not just those of you who are on the front. There are other dangerous leaders that we may not see now, but they are here. You see them inside the lavatories. You see them at the security post. You see them, they are controlling children. You see them in the logistic area. These leaders are the ones making this convention, making these believers to sit. You find them at the sanctuary department. You find them at cleaning department. They are the ones making all these places comfortable. They have been doing it. They are still doing it. And they will still do it tomorrow. And when we gather here on Sunday, when we are going to have overflow, is still under their neck. So help me to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit as I begin to minister to you. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In my life. Say, Father,
Father,
by the power of the Holy Ghost,
by the power of the Holy Ghost,
give me
the
key,
the key
of the kingdom,
of the kingdom.
Give me the key of the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take some minutes, some few seconds. Worship the Holy Spirit because He is God. Worship the Lord Jesus because He is God. Worship God the Father because He is the God of gods and Lord of lords. Very soon, very, very soon, we're going to round it up and you will go back home as a king, because in the kingdom, the king must be there to rule. And wherever you see the king in the kingdom, there must be a principle governing the kingdom. There must be order in the kingdom. One of the order is that you worship him, he's the king. Let your life, let your hands, let your mind, let your lips be full of worship, be full of praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you are the Lord of lords and King of kings.
Yes, Lord.
I worship. I bow my knees before you.
Amen.
I reverence you.
Amen.
I am under the atmosphere of your presence.
Yes, Lord.
May I never, oh God, be noticed. But let your presence, your power, your anointing in my life be noticed.
Amen.
I surrender to you.
Yes, Lord.
Use me as a catalyst of the kingdom.
Amen.
Use me as a fragrance of the kingdom.
Amen.
to influence the atmosphere.
Amen.
To influence the sons and daughters of the kingdom.
Amen.
So that at the end of the day, every knee bow.
Amen.
And every tongue confess.
Amen.
And the people outside the auditorium, in the world, in the business, in education, in business, in industries, in marriages, in government, in politics, even in the science and technology, in medicines, in health, in entertainment, in music, every knee we bow.
Amen.
And every tongue we confess.
Amen.
That Jesus is the Lord.
Amen.
To the glory of the Father.
Yes, Lord.
To the glory of the Son.
Amen.
And to the glory of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And somebody say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's dive into the word of God. Straight. Somebody give me Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. That is my choice word. My choice verse.
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10.
Yes.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Luke chapter 12 verse 32.
Luke chapter 12 verse 32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Did you hear this? I said, did you hear this? Tell your neighbor nothing to fear.
Nothing to fear.
And nothing to worry about.
And nothing to worry about.
And nothing to panic.
And nothing to panic.
Because my Father in heaven.
Because my Father in heaven.
The owner of the kingdom.
The owner of the kingdom.
Love me so much.
Love me so much.
And it is his will.
And it is his will.
His word.
His word.
And his way.
And his way.
For me.
For me.
To receive the kingdom.
To receive the kingdom.
And walk in the principles of the kingdom.
And walk in the principles of the kingdom.
Put your hand together for Jesus. Let's look at Mark 2 chapter 16 verse 19. Matthew 16, 19.
Matthew 16, 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be loosed in heaven. Loosing on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God is not in words. It's not by feelings. It's not by grammar. It's not by making noise. It's not by, you know, trying to pretend. The kingdom of God is real. And what I want to say this night, the topic said, living in kingdom reality. What did I say?
Living in kingdom reality.
Does it make any sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to know the meaning of this message?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to have the benefit of this message?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to be a beneficiary of this message?
Yes, sir.
If you want so and you believe so, I want you to steer yourself up by clapping for yourself. I told you before, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse number 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
You are receiving that power tonight.
Amen.
It will be demonstrated.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is real. It is not religion. It is not routine. It is not just church attendance. The kingdom is a realm and a culture and a life that God designed for his people, for his children, to live and to manifest on earth. And the other scripture said in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, this realm, this culture, this life, this God's design, this God's will, this God's mind, this God's plan, the world is waiting. Your neighbors are waiting. Your colleagues are waiting. The city is waiting. The villagers are waiting. The occult kingdom are waiting to see the manifestation of this reality, of this kingdom.
Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
The kingdom of God, we are going to look at three major revelations of this message. Three major revelations on this introduction. The kingdom, one, the kingdom is the control of God. That is, the kingdom is God's controlling system. God controlling system. That's the meaning of the kingdom, or the kingdom of God. His dominion, his rulership, and the government over all things. Something about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, is that it has the ability, it has the capacity, it has the power to control, to rule, and to reign. And that reigning is without boundary. He rules in darkness. He rules in Hades. He rules beneath the earth. He rules in heaven. He rules on earth. And I prophesy over to your life this evening.
I receive.
It's ruling in your heart.
Amen.
It's ruling in your life.
Amen.
It's ruling in your business.
Amen.
Give me the book of Psalm 103, verse 19. Psalm 103, verse 19.
Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all.
Do you understand what the Bible said? He has established his throne in heaven, and then his kingdom rules over all. That is over all the earth. Everywhere. So the question is, are you inclusive? Is the kingdom of God ruling in your body? Is the kingdom of God ruling in your marriage? Is the kingdom of God ruling in your affairs? Is the kingdom of God ruling in your ministry? Otherwise, the world system, the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of the occult, the kingdom of the politicians, the kingdom of the other side will be inflicting, will be, you know, intruding into your life. So check up and let the reality be established in your life. Say, I hear.
I hear.
Look at this passage. Number two. The kingdom is the culture of heaven. So the first one is the kingdom is the control of God. That's the first revelation. And that's where I quoted that the throne of God is established in heaven, but his kingdom is ruling, is controlling here on earth. So number two revelation is that the kingdom is the culture of heaven. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
Now go to verse 20.
Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
What is the meaning of this? The kingdom of God is the culture of heaven, the lifestyle, the value, the operational system of heaven, the structure. That's why when Moses was to build the ark, he said, make sure, Moses, make sure that the ark is being set up, being structured according to the pattern that I gave you at the mount. So our life, we are not living for ourselves. We are living by the lifestyle that we got, by the DNA, by gene we got from heaven citizenship. You know, there is something bigger than American citizenship. There is something bigger than Britain citizenship. There is something bigger than Nigerian passport. Our system, our structure, our operational mood is not being controlled by green passport. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
We're operating with the nature, with the value, with the system, with the lifestyle. That's why Paul said our citizenship is not here. It's from heaven. So where am I operating from now? I'm not just coming from the east. I'm not just coming from the south. I'm not just coming from the north. The other day, somebody will tell you, I'm just now coming from U.S. And what? Maybe you have not been to U.S. before, and you think there is something different. That is nothing. One day I was in Germany, and I look at everything, and I ask the people, I say, why is it that these people are bragging? What are they bragging about? I know they are, you know, workaholic people. German mention, and what? With corrupt system. Is it true? With what? Corrupt system. But see a man that is living for Jesus. See a man that is walking in the realm of the Spirit. See a man that is operating with a mindset of heavenly citizenship. Respect that man. Because everything you want on earth to become somebody, everything you want to become destiny fulfilled is inside that man. So when you look at us, don't look at us because of where we're coming from. Don't look at us from our foundation. Our foundation may be wrong. Maybe I was born in a village. You call it Umumbi or you call it anything, or Shobo or whatever. But I am coming from above. And he that is from above is above everything.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe tonight that your citizenship is beyond Ukraine? Is it true? Who could tell Ukraine that they will fall? Who could tell some of these big nations that they will fall? But our kingdom will never fall. Our kingdom will never go down. And if our kingdom do not fall, our economy will not go down. The kingdom of this world, the bank of this world, the system of this world, the money of this world may go bankruptcy. But because I'm operating, I was in Nigeria, 1982, when Buhari, the former president, blessed memory, whether his soul is resting in peace or whether his soul is in pieces, now him know. I was there. I was there in Kano when he took over the state, took over the country and become head of state. Things fall apart. Things thwarted everywhere. But do you know that during that time, I've already started operating in the kingdom. My system did not fall. My structure did not fall. My beauty did not fade away. My strength did not. My financial system did not collapse. So I want to tell you, whatever you hear today, whatever you see today, remember, we are operating from heavenly citizenship. And if you don't get it, you will get it tonight. If you don't get it tonight, you will get it tomorrow.
Amen.
If you don't get it tomorrow, you will get it next tomorrow.
Amen.
But this program is designed so that after the end of this program, every one of us will be operating, will be living, will be maximizing, will be enjoying, will be exploring the kingdom values. Am I communicating to someone?
Yes, sir.
Number three is that the kingdom of God, the kingdom is the character of the king found in his people. You are not the one that made yourself. He said, come, receive me. I will give you power. Look at what the Bible put it. In Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Yes, yes.
Luke 17:21. Now we dare say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
You don't, oh my God, the way this King James put it looks like an old English. You see, you don't go to America. You don't go to some other places to see the life of the kingdom. The life of the kingdom is inside you.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom value is inside you.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom character, the kingdom nature, the kingdom life, the kingdom system is inside you.
Yes, sir.
And who is that person inside you? You call it Christ in you, but he is the king of the kingdom. And he's living inside you.
Hallelujah.
And because he's living inside you, oh, you don't know. Your life, your body language, your experience should be displaying of that kingdom character. Do you hear us?
Yes, sir.
That is how our fathers in the faith, Papa Kumuyi, Papa Oyedepo, Papa Adiboye, and all those great, great fathers in the faith. I remember Pa Elton, 1970s, whenever I attend his program, he talks much about the kingdom. He prophesied about the kingdom. He taught about the kingdom. And he operates in the kingdom value and the kingdom principle. And he told us that that kingdom is inside us. That's why where he lived in Elisha, he told us in those days, he said that the kingdom of Ogboni fraternity, the kingdom of occult fraternity, they will come literally in the morning to his resident and lie down and greet him because it's inside him.
Hallelujah.
So what are you looking at the left-hand side? What are you looking at the other side? What are you looking beyond, what are you looking outside? It's inside you. Put your hand on your chest and say, it's within me.
It's within me.
All we need is to activate it. All we need is to explain it. All we need is to enforce it. But ask for it's inside you. That victory is inside you.
Yes, sir.
That dominion is inside you. That authority is inside you. That capacity is inside you.
Yes.
Call it competence. Competence is inside you.
Yes,
call it creativity. It's inside you.
Yes,
call it honor. It's inside you.
Yes,
call it value. It's inside you. So don't look here and there. What you are looking for, what you want, what you need is here. Abel says here.
Is here.
Say he day here.
He day here.
Say it's working.
It's working.
And then lift up your hand and say it's going to work in my life.
It's going to work in my life.
And say it again. It's working in my life.
It's working in my life.
It's working in my body.
It's working in my body.
It's working in my ministry.
It's working in my ministry.
Raise your hand to this altar and say it's working in this altar.
It's working in this altar.
Clap your hand together for Jesus. Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
I say, are you happy?
Yes, sir.
Hear this very clear. Many believe, many believers are in the kingdom, yet the kingdom is not seen in their life. But they are in the kingdom. But the character of the kingdom, they don't have. The value of the kingdom, they don't have. The knowledge of the kingdom, they don't have. The obedience of the kingdom, they don't display. Why? Because kingdom reality must be activated and enforced. Tonight, we are not discussing theory, but we are pressing into manifestation. Say, I am pressing forward.
I am pressing forward.
Say, I'm going to press hard.
I am going to press hard.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So what am I here for? As a father, it's just to activate what is inside you. I'm not going to create anything outside what has been already created. What you need is the knowledge to activate the faith. Sometimes you may not even need faith. What you need is obedience. Because already inside you there is faith. Is it true? Yes, inside you there is faith. What you need is activation. And tonight, I guarantee you. Tonight, I prophesy to you.
Amen.
Tonight, I release it upon you. Say two things.
Two things.
Number one part is you must know how to enforce the kingdom reality in your life. And then number two, you must know, not just enforcing the kingdom, you must know how to express, that is expression, how to display it, how to express it, how to show it. So if you show it, if you express it, but first you must experience it. Once you experience the life, the value of the kingdom. But if the kingdom is inside you, if the word of God is inside you, Christ is inside you, prophecy is inside you, and it's not manifesting, tonight I will do something. Did you hear what I'm saying? I will enforce it. I will enforce it. And it will happen. So let us check these two parts. One, expression of God's, of kingdom reality. Where the kingdom is alive, something must show forth. And what are those things that will show up? One, transformation. One is what? Two, authority. What did I say? Three, abundance. Oh my God. I wish I have enough time to explain. I don't have enough time. By the time I come tomorrow, where I stop, I pick it up again. One thing that is very clear. Expressing of kingdom reality. Where there is kingdom, there must be life. And where there is life, there must be something to show up. And what are those things to show up? Transformation. What are those things to show up? Authority. What are those things to show up? Apart from transformation, apart from authority, they must be abundant. They must be what?
Abundance.
So how do we got it? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Let's write. Go ahead.
Romans 14.
Please be fast a little.
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
When the kingdom of God enters in your life, the first charge is internal transformation. What are those internal transformations? Righteousness. Your choice, your conversions, your habit, your conduct, your begins to align with God's natural way of doing things. That is, you do it the way God do it. And then you see that righteousness. And then you see that purity. And then you see that holiness made easy. And then you see that life of joy, life of peace, life of satisfaction. I don't mean celebrating mediocrity. Because yesterday I was preaching in the church and God gave me a message for the new month. He said, name the month, and I named the month. The month, the season, the time, the moment of enlargement.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things I told the church yesterday is that before enlargement, before you get to the next level, you must be discontented with stagnation. You must be discontent, not being contented with mediocrity, being contented with stagnation, being contented with failure, and being contented that whatever. Somebody said, I'm looking for a wife. And you ask him, what type of wife are you looking for? Are you looking for a graduate? Because I married a graduate. Are you looking for somebody that will be fruitful? Yes, because I married a fruitful woman. Are you looking for somebody that is beauty? Yes, I'm looking for somebody that is beauty. Are you looking for somebody that will be your sponsor? Yes, my wife is my sponsor. We agreed together during our courtship. I told her, woman, let me tell you my limitations. Are you going to sponsor me? Are you going to be my supporter? Oh, yes, she said. I said, okay, if they post me outside the city where I live, because I have lived virtually in the three cities of the country. I've lived in Lagos, I've lived in Kano, I've lived in Jos, I've lived in Anambra State. That's four cities. But at the same time, I told her, I said, Mama, that time she's just sister now. But today she's Mama now. Not be Mama. Now our Mama be this. And I cook a keba. Now our Mama be this, yo.
Now our Mama be this, yo.
So what did I tell Mama? I said, Mama, if my church send me to village, will you leave Federal University of Technology where you are a senior civil servant and follow me to the village? He said, why not if not? If God, listen, if God says so, why not? You know, there are people that in their life, you don't see expression. They will tell you, as for me, I'm a child of God, I can speak in tongue, but the kingdom of God is not within me. It's just outside me. My own kingdom is in supermarket. My own kingdom is flashy cars. My own kingdom is in cosmetics. Listen to me. The kingdom of God is internal. And the life of the mortal man, the life of a carnal man, the life of a natural man must be transformed and metamorphosed to spiritual, because it is the spiritual that controls the physical. The problem of Christians today, the problem of believers today, the problem of bishops today, the problem of leaders today is that they are not being controlled. Now, there's something we call kingdom control Christian, kingdom control minister, kingdom control woman. That woman, you must see that peace in her. Not because the name of my spouse is peace. You must see that peace in her. Ask Apostle Sam. Ask Pastor Benny. Ask even our daughter. She saw that peace in her.
Yes, sir.
Is it true?
It's true.
There are women that you marry, you are afraid of entering even their bedroom. Last Sunday morning, Mama was not all that very strong. After I prayed for her, I told the wife of Benny, I said, let's go to church. And I said, no, I want to be in the bed with Mama. And she was in the bed with Mama. And I was busy as a kingdom mover, moving the word of God, preaching the word of God, manifesting the word of God. So when I dive into the office, you know, gift just came. He said, Daddy, I've seen the solution. I've seen the solution. While we're in the bed, God have shown me how the thing will work. And it worked more than magic. This is something that will have taken us to spend a lot of money. But God did it under a few minutes. Because I marry a woman of the kingdom. And I marry my first son marry a daughter of the kingdom. Are you hearing me? So kingdom of God is not vocabulary. Kingdom of God is not encyclopedia. Kingdom of God is not in blowing tongue. If you say it's sweet, show us. John the Beloved said, what we had, what we saw, what we handled, what we tested, we are declaring unto you. When you see the true life of the kingdom, you will declare it. You will proclaim it. You will show it. Do you know that some of you, you say you're a Christian, but you know that your marriage doesn't show that you're a true Christian. Hatred is still there. Covetousness is still there. Gossiping is still there. Fear and fidgeting is still there. And Satan is still tormenting you. And you say you're a child of the kingdom. If you're a child of the kingdom, I can tell you nothing to fear and nothing to worry about. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah is not living in Jerusalem, is not living in Judea, is not living in Samaria, is not living in America. He is living inside me.
Amen.
And when I roar, you can ask her. She's a testimony to that. On that faithful Sunday morning, that was day before yesterday, I hold her in the bed. I say, Mama, I'm going to the church, but I don't go to church anyhow. I will release my two angels. Ask her, is what I told her. I said, one is doctor angel. Another one is nursing angel. Let this angel be with you. And let me go and come back and see whether this pen will remain. Today, I want you to hear me and hear me clear. The kingdom of God will must be manifested in your life.
Amen.
I must be demonstrated in your life.
Amen.
I must be very obvious and clear in your life.
Amen.
You will see it. You will touch it. Amen. You will test it. Amen. And you will testify about it.
Amen.
How many of you are ready for testifying? Rise up on your feet.
Glory.
We're going to testify. Wave your hand to me. Wave your hand to me. Say, I am going to testify. Say, I will test it tonight.
I will test it tonight.
Do you believe you will test it tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you will test it tonight?
Yes, sir.
You will test the peace.
Amen.
You will test the rest of mind.
Amen.
You will test controlling circumstances and situations.
Amen.
You will test joy.
Amen.
You will test spiritual gladness.
Amen.
And you will test strength.
Amen.
And you will test, oh my God, atmosphere of the presence of God.
Amen.
Of the power of God.
Amen.
Of the grace of God.
Amen.
Of the life of Christ.
Amen.
Of the word of God.
Amen.
Wave your hand and say, I hear.
I hear.
Say, I will test the authority.
I will test the authority.
Yes, you will test it. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. He said, if I cast out devil, the kingdom of God is come unto you. And then he told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, where we read, he said, for the kingdom, for the kingdom of God is power. Kingdom citizens are not victims. They are totalitarian agents. Did you hear me? So what are you going to testify? What are you going to demonstrate? What are you going to receive? You also receive authority. He said, behold, I give you power over demons, over darkness, over fear, over oppression, over patterns and circles, over poverty, over stagnation, over environmental atmosphere. Where the kingdom is present, hell must retreat. You become spiritually dangerous. I am not preaching to normal people. I am preaching to extraordinary people.
Hallelujah.
I am preaching to dangerous people. Say, I hear.
I hear.
There was this day that I went to estate where they named that estate in my name. I don't have money much. And I don't love money much. And as I was coming to that estate, the Spirit of God told me that is somebody that is full of charms. And the first statement I made is this. I said, I am here that the spirit of judgment that makes perfect is with me. That the kingdom of God is with me.
Glory.
That I perceive that somebody here that have made a charm. And I don't know who you made that charm for. But one thing I'm very sure. If you are here with charm, better run away from this place. One of them ran away. Another person went from the back. And one guy they brought from Akwa Ibom, they brought him on Saturday. And they coated him as a security agent with a lot of medicine, a lot of what they call bulletproof, the one he put here, and they give him God. And when it sets, the kingdom must be demonstrated. Are you hearing me? When I open the estate, when I open the ribbon, all I hear in my ear is sound of a big gun. Under my two eyes, I saw his brain. I saw the blood gushing out, coming out. I don't know. The guy was just somewhere, targeted him and pulled his head down. And everybody began to run. And people begin to shout, this man, are you mad? That they make charm in the village and you are here when the bishop said, if you know you have charm, leave this place. Leave this place. And DPO wanted to go out. Thank God for our brethren, police from the Northerners. I know what I'm saying. They are more respectful. They are more honored. They are more cultured than us. And I didn't know at my left-hand side it was DPO of that estate. And he wanted to go out with his team. I went to the middle of the main road and blocked him. He said, you're not going anywhere. Come here. Carry this man. Go and put him in the mortuary. And he did it. The other officers wanted to go. He said to them, he didn't hear what Bishop said. Let's go and let's carry this person. They carry him. I told them I have prayed that he will resurrect. That one is just for him to take that corpse away from the sin. Am I making any sense? Did I tell you that if the kingdom of God is in you, that you're a dangerous person?
Yes, sir.
Have I told you that?
Yes, sir.
Let the enemy try it. He will know that you're a dangerous person.
Yes, sir.
You are not alone.
Yes,
Christ is in you.
Yes,
the word of God is in you.
Yes,
the grace of God is in you.
Yes,
the power of the Holy Ghost is in you.
Yes,
the nature of Christ is in you.
Yes,
the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead is in you.
Yes,
therefore, you will not be afraid.
Yes,
when they took me to the village to minister, I went to their square and I told them, all the winch people, that this is my room. For you to know how poor we are, we are four undergraduates that went there for practical attachment. And Because I know that any man of the kingdom is a bold man. Any man of the kingdom is a courageous man. Any man of the kingdom is something. He have an imbued capacitor, an imbued capacity in him. So I told them, I said, listen and listen. They told me that Mami Water Girl, once they open their system and you see it, you will no more minister in that land. I said, Nami, you don't know the joke you are cracking. You don't know that I'm a dangerous person. I called them, I said, you are Mami Water Girl, you are Obanje Girl, you are Igbe Girl. Oh yeah, this is where we live. Come and see us. Let me know whether that thing you carry, is it not carnal thing? Is it not an immoral thing? If you don't carry this thing I'm carrying, you see how these pinchum girls will be tormenting you. You see how iniquity will be making you like somebody that is, you know, epilepsy. You fall today, you rise tomorrow. You say you're a Christian. If you know he that is in you, if you know who you carry, if you know the kingdom you represent, you will not be selling your body for this rubbish that is destroying the society. Call them big men. Now they're the sin, they make them look like a piece of bread. Is it not true? Am I preaching to strangers? You are not a stranger. You are a son of the soil. You are a citizen. You know what is going on among the politicians, among the big men, among the industrial people. But something has been said, and that thing will stand. He said, anywhere you go, let your light shine. Is it true? I go to office, my light shine. I go to university, your light shine. I go to business, your light shine. You go to America, your life shine.
Amen.
You go to London, your life shine.
Amen.
You go to airport, your life shine.
Yes, sir.
Say, I will shine.
I will shine.
Say, darkness will not comprehend me.
Darkness will not comprehend me.
Say, Satan will not intimidate me.
Satan will not intimidate me.
Death will not have rule over me.
Death will not have rule over me.
Sin will not be my master.
Sin will not be my master.
I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Hatred will not be my portion.
Hatred will not be my portion.
Hi, I told you that kingdom is beyond religious.
Yes,
is it true?
Yes,
don't you see your documentary? He said, I'm a religious man. Kingdom is far bigger than religion.
Yes, sir.
Religious people, are you hearing me?
Yes,
it's bigger than industry.
Yes,
it's bigger than science.
Yes,
it's bigger than politics.
Yes,
it's bigger than than woman.
Yes,
I don't know whether somebody is getting what I'm saying tonight.
Yes,
don't worry, when I come tomorrow morning,